Shalom, everybody. When Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim, part of the message that Hashem told Moshe to convey to Bnei Yisrael is in Parshas Yisro, in Sefer Shmos, Perek Yud Tes, Pasuk Dalet. Hashem says to Bnei Yisrael, Atem Re'isem Asher Asisi LeMitzrayim. You saw what I did to Mitzrayim. You saw what I did to Egypt. Va'esa eschem al kanfei nisharim. I brought you, I placed you, I carried you on the wings of eagles. Va'avi eschem elai, and I brought you to me. What is the message of kanfei nisharim that Hashem chose to use eagle's wings as a message? Hashem placed us on eagle's wings. What is that message? Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, says that all other birds carry their young between their legs because those birds are afraid of other birds flying above them. But eagles carry their young on their backs. And Hashem is, of course, afraid of no one. No one is higher than him, so to speak. And if humans below try to shoot arrows at his young, the arrows will hit the eagle and not the young. It's an amazing message that Bnei Yisrael needed to hear as soon as they leave Mitzrayim and as soon as they're about to receive the Torah. Hashem will take care of you. Do not worry. That's Rashi and other Mefarshim offer explanations about the message that Hashem is conveying to Bnei Yisrael about the wings of eagles. Another beautiful message comes from the Kedushas Levi, Rav Levi Yitzchak of Berdichev. He died in 1889. Again, he offers a beautiful explanation, which is particularly relevant for this time of year. This Kedushas Levi is not found in Sefer Shmos, though he does hint to it there, but this is found in the Kedushas Levi on Yom Kippur. I will say parenthetically that one of the nicknames that the Kedushas Levi has, they call him the Sanegor Shel Yisrael, so to speak, the defense attorney for Bnei Yisrael. He's always defending Bnei Yisrael, helping Bnei Yisrael, encouraging Bnei Yisrael, and this idea is one of many examples of why he is called the Sanegor Shel Yisrael. Says the Kedushas Levi, the word nesher, again, they are on kanfei nisharim, on the wings of eagles. The word nesher doesn't only mean an eagle, it also means to fall off. So for example, take a look at Tehillim in Mizmor Kuf Gimel Pasuk Hey, Tischadesh Kanesher Ne'uraichi. Your youth is renewed like an eagle. What does that mean? Why an eagle? Rashi there on Tehillim says, Kanesher Hazeh Shemichadesh Kenafa Venotza Mishana Leshana. An eagle renews its wings. An eagle's wings apparently fall off on a pretty regular basis. And Rashi says that an eagle gets new wings every single year. Kanesher hazeh shemichadesh kenafa v'notza mishana l'shana. Its wings and its feathers fall out, so to speak, and regrow, renew, refresh every single year. And that, says the Kedushas Levi, is the message that Hashem is telling Bnei Yisrael when they left Mitzrayim. And it's also the message that each of us need to hear every single day, especially now, before Rosh Hashanah, before Yom Kippur. It's a gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving Bnei Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael were about to get the Torah back then when they left Mitzrayim. And they heard the following from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You, Bnei Yisrael, must know that you will be on the wings of eagles. You will have the power to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the end of the Pasuk. Va'avi eschem elai. You will have the power to fly. But you will only have the power to fly as long as you remember that once in a while, even if you fall, you can renew yourself. You don't have to get stuck in a rut. You don't have to dwell on the past. Don't focus on your mistakes. Don't wallow in self-pity. That's not part of the Torah. You are on the renewing wings of a nesher. You are on the renewing wings of an eagle. It's a beautiful message that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Bnei Yisrael right before they receive the Torah, and it's a message that we have to hear now. The choice is always ours. We can live in the past with the weight of our mistakes pulling us down, or we can remember Hashem's great gift, Va'asa Eschem al Kanfei Nesharim. Have an amazing day, everyone.